This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Could some of the National Guard troops assigned to protect Washington, D.C. during this inauguration week be a threat to President-elect Biden? The Army Secretary says there's no evidence of that so far, but
defense officials say they are worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. This is prompting the FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event. This comes on top of the routine military reviews of service members for extremist connections. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press, officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. I'm Julie Walker.
The AP has learned by reviewing records that some of those involved in President Trump's failed re-election campaign had key roles in orchestrating the rally that led to the attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Several of them are now scrambling to distance themselves from the rally. President Trump's Senate impeachment trial could start this week. Congressman Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, voted for impeachment. Is he worried he may have ended his political career?
I may very well have. But I think it's also important that we have elected leaders who are not thinking solely about what's in their individual self-interest, not what is going to be politically expedient, but what we actually need for the country.
Congressman Meyer was on ABC's This Week. The coronavirus has now killed more than 2 million people around the world, according to Johns Hopkins University. Israel has now struck a deal with Pfizer to trade vaccine doses for medical data. Supporters say Israel could now be the first country to vaccinate most of its population. Critics say the deal raises major ethical concerns. This is AP News. Did you see it? Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New Orleans Saints yesterday, 30-20.
Tom Brady threw for 199 yards and two touchdowns, while Tampa Bay's defense forced four turnovers, which resulted in 21 points, as the Buccaneers beat the Saints 30-20 to advance to the NFC Championship game next week against the Packers at Lambeau Field. Brady threw short scoring strikes to Leonard Fournette and Mike Evans. After losing twice to the Saints during the regular season, Brady was happy with this win, but now it's time to move on.
We have great chemistry. We have fun at practice. It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but you know, we got to go out there and we're gonna have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
Drew Brees threw a touchdown pass, but he was also intercepted three times in what might be his final game with the Saints after 15 seasons. I'm Craig Heist.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.